Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The national and state economies continue to forge ahead positively. However, our next guest says there is a tremendous amount of uncertainty when he looks ahead to the next 12 months. Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He is also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Delighted to be speaking with you today, Mike.
And so I read your most recent report, and I guess uncertainty is certainly the capitalized word there.
It is, and that uncertainty keeps popping up. There are a group of scholars who measure that uncertainty for the United States on a daily basis based on reading of newspapers, count of the frequency of certain words, and so forth. And this measure has been used in a lot of research so that it's somewhat robust. Most of the economic policy uncertainty that we are experiencing has to do with trade and trade wars. The most recent big, large run-up of uncertainty came when President Trump announced a plan to impose tariffs on everything coming from Mexico. And, of course, that went away about 3 days later. But when something like that, which is huge in terms of its impact, is sort of announced overnight, it causes people to be hesitant. But you're right. The measures say, look, we are performing at a high level in terms of the national economy. But there's some hesitancy that comes with this uncertainty. It still feels pretty good out there, Mike.
And so does this hesitancy leading yet to manufacturers, businesses, putting things on hold maybe as far as hiring or production?
It is showing up in the estimates for GDP growth. First quarter GDP growth came in at 3.2%. That's very strong in terms of our past record. There are two Federal Reserve banks that do an independent estimate, let's call it GDP now. In fact, that is what the Atlanta Fed calls their estimate. The GDP now estimate for the Atlanta Fed for the second quarter is 1.9%. The New York Fed does something very similar. Their forecast for the second quarter is 1.7%. New York goes out to the third quarter, their estimate is 1.4. And so we're talking about a rather dramatic decline in GDP growth, and I would suggest that a good piece of that is associated with manufacturing, particularly manufacturing that involves export markets.
Okay, and so we're looking at a state right here, South Carolina, that has a lot of manufacturing and a lot of exporting going on.
One of the strongest international economies in the nation. Feels good to be up at the top of the list. South Carolina had the fifth largest growth in employment in the nation for 2018. We were number five in terms of destinations for household moves, as measured by United Van Lines. In fact, to find anything stronger in employment growth, you have to travel west all the way to Utah. When I look at data on shipments through the port of Charleston, they're still positive in terms of growth, but they are negative in terms of growth in shipment of vehicles. And that, of course, translates into BMW, Honda. I don't think it quite translates into Volvo at this point, but it is an export concern that would cause us to put an asterisk by South Carolina and say, keep an eye, let's watch. But the data look good now. And Mike, where the data look just like dynamite for South Carolina, the most recent employment data, which is for May, is down in the low country, Charleston, North Charleston, Myrtle Beach, whereas things have slowed down in construction for the state, they are going gangbusters down in the low country.
Well, Bruce, as always, it's great to talk to you.
Fun talking with you, Mike.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. And we will have a link to his most recent report posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.